trip by caravan. We have started on our journey to Colorado. From their Camp James White wrote to children William and Mary, they were midway between Denison and the Red River, which separated Texas from the Indian Territory, Oklahoma. It was Sabbath, April 26, and the campers had been reading the review, Good Health, and the youth's instructor. Rains had delayed their getting off, and now the river was so high they would have to wait for the ferry. Concerning the same camp, Ellen White wrote in her diary. We remained until Wednesday, April 30th in a waiting position, for the sick to be able to travel, W. H. Moore, from food poisoning, having eaten some partly decomposed bear meat, and James Cornell, Moore was desperately ill, and even when he was well enough to travel at all, did so for many days on a mattress in one of the covered wagons, and the ferry so that we could cross. We then started on our way with 8 covered wagons and 1 covered spring wagon with 2 seats. 30 composed our party. About noon we crossed the ferry with special instruction to drive quickly as soon as off the boat because of danger through quicksands. We were having our first experience of overland journeying and transporting our sick and those too poor to pay car, railway, expenses, but the Lord cared for us. The caravan pushed north into Indian Territory for 5 miles, 8 kilometers. As night came on, they made camp in the open prairie. Besides the covered wagons, their equipment included 3 tents, 2 cook stoves, and a sheet iron camp stove. The precautions they took were in line with those generally followed in like circumstances. The wagons were placed in a circle surrounding the horses and mules. 2 men carrying guns stood guard in 2-hour shifts. Tents were pitched, but before they were fully prepared, a severe storm struck. Ellen White described the experience in a letter to the children in Battle Creek. Before the tent was trenched, the beds were made on the ground and on the bedstead. When the storm struck us, we were found unprepared, and in 10 minutes there were several inches of water in the tent. We got the 2 girls up and placed the bed and bedding on our own bedstead, and such a mess as we were in. After a time we decided, all 4 of us, Marion, Davis, Adelia Cole, Etta Bears, and myself, to sleep crossways on the bed and, that, Father, would, lodge with the doctor in the wagon, Corliss in our carriage. Thus we returned to rest. The next night we lodged the same way. Sunday morning they were on their way again. As they camped for the night at a place referred to as Stone Wall, she reported to the children at Battle Creek. We have reached thus far on our journey to Colorado. We have traveled 4 days. Rested yesterday. Spoke under our tent to our party of 31. Was very free in speaking. Today we picked nearly a quart of strawberries. I have just gathered a large bundle of greens to cook for our breakfast. While Father is buying water buckets and cornmeal, I am writing. Father rides horseback a considerable part of the time. He is enjoying the journey much. We are in sight of a meeting house. We are now being urged to speak in the Indian Territory. We shall ride out, camp, and then return to meet with the people. We will thus work our way along, preaching as we go. I will finish this tomorrow morning. Last night I spoke to 100 people assembled in a respectable meeting house. We find here an excellent class of people. I had great freedom in presenting before them the love of God evidenced to man and the gift of His Son. All listened with the deepest interest. The Baptist minister arose and said we had heard the gospel that night and he hoped all would heed the words spoken. James White also spoke a short time, and the Whites were urged to remain and hold more meetings, but this could not be, for they needed to press on. It was 1.5 miles, 2.5 kilometers, back to the camp, but the success of the meeting warmed their hearts.